to the Interactive Wednesday Midday Testimony Meeting. The scriptural selections are from the King James Bible and the Christian Science Textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, written by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. Today's topic is God is the Lawmaker. Let us follow Christ. The Bible. 2 Corinthians. It is written, He hath dispersed abroad, He hath given to the poor, His righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Psalms. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all of them that love him. Romans. Brethren, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? Psalms. The Lord hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise to our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Ecclesiastes. Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. 1 Samuel. Then came David to Nob to Ahimelech the priest. And David said, What is under thine hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in mine hand, or what there is present. And the priest answered David and said, There is no common bread under mine hand, but there is hallowed bread, if the young men have kept themselves, at least from women. And David answered the priest and said unto him, On a truth, women have been kept from us about these 3 days since I came out, and the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in a manner common. Yea, through it, though it was sanctified this day in the vessel. So the priest gave him hallowed bread, for there was no bread there but the shewbread that was taken from before the Lord. Leviticus. If a soul shall sin through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and shall do against any of them, if the priest that is anointed do sin according to the sin of the people, then let him bring for his sin which he hath sinned a young bullock without blemish unto the Lord for a sin offering. Psalms. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. and let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Ecclesiastes, the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. Luke, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into a desert place. And the people sought him and came unto him and stayed him, that he should not depart from them. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days? And Jesus answering them said, have ye not read so much as this, what David did when he himself was an hungered, and they which were with him, how he went into the house of God, and did take and eat the shewbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priests alone? And he said unto them, Mark, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Matthew, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. Colossians, let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the tradition, from the rudiment of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances, touch not, taste not, handle not, which are all to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men? If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Ecclesiastes, who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. I counsel thee to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard of the oath of God. Job, forget thy misery, and remember thou, lift up thy face without spot. 1 Samuel, the men of Israel were distressed, for Saul had adjured the people, saying, cursed be the man that eateth any food until evening. So none of the people tasted any food. But Jonathan heard not when his father charged the people with the oath. Wherefore he put forth the end of the rod that was in his hand, and dipped it in a honeycomb, and put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. Then answered one of the people and said, thy father straitly charged the people with an oath, saying, cursed be the man that eateth any food this day. And the people were faint. Then said Jonathan, my father hath troubled the land. See, I pray you, how my eyes have been enlightened, because I tasted a little of this honey. Then they told Saul. Then Saul said to Jonathan, tell me what thou hast done. And Jonathan told him, and said, I did but taste a little honey with the end of the rod that was in mine hand, and lo, I must die. And Saul answered, God do so and more also, for thou shalt surely die, Jonathan. And the people said unto Saul, shall Jonathan die? God forbid, as the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground. So the people rescued Jonathan, that he died not. Job. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this? Behold, this is the joy of his way. Science and health. I shall now read correlative passages from Science and Health. Love fulfilleth the law of Christian Science. God is the lawmaker, but he is not the author of barbarous codes. Think less of the material conditions and more of the spiritual. Think less of the enactments of mortal mind, and you will sooner grasp man's God-given dominion. Mind produces all action. If the action proceeds from truth, from immortal mind, there's harmony. Meet every adverse circumstances as its master. When infringing some supposed law, you say there is danger. This fear is the danger and induces the physical effects. We cannot in reality suffer from breaking anything except a moral or spiritual law. We should relieve our minds from the depressing thought that we have transgressed a material law and must of necessity pay the penalty. Let us reassure ourselves with the law of love. God never punishes man for doing right, for honest labor, or for deeds of kindness, though they expose him to fatigue, cold, heat, contagion. If man seems to incur the penalty through matter, this is but a belief of mortal mind, not an enactment of wisdom, and man has only to enter his protest against this belief in order to annul it. Through this action of thought and its results upon the body, the student will prove to himself by small beginnings the grand verities of Christian Science. When the fear subsides and the conviction abides that you have broken no law, neither rheumatism, consumption, nor any other disease will ever result from exposure to the weather. Every trial of our faith in God makes us stronger. The Apostle John says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear." Man's privilege at this supreme moment is to prove the words of our Master, "If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." To divest thought of false trusts and material evidences in order that the spiritual facts of being may appear. This is the great attainment by means of which we shall sweep away the false and give place to the true. We must realize the ability of mental might to offset human misconceptions and to replace them with a life which is spiritual, not material. The great spiritual fact must be brought out that man is, not shall be, perfect and immortal. An allegory illustrative of the law of divine mind and of the supposed laws of matter, in which the plea of Christian Science heals the sick. A man is charged with having committed liver complaint. The testimony for the plaintiff's personal sense being closed, judge medicine arises, analyzes the offense, reviews the testimony, and explains the law relating to liver complaint. His conclusion is that laws of nature render disease homicidal. In compliance with a stern duty, His Honor Judge Medicine urges the jury not to allow their judgment to be warped by the irrational, unchristian suggestions of Christian Science. The jury must regard in such cases only the evidence of personal sense against mortal man. Christian Science is allowed to appear as counsel for the unfortunate prisoner. When the case for mortal mind versus personal sense is opened, mortal man's counsel regards the prisoner with the utmost tenderness, turns suddenly to the Supreme Tribunal, and opens the argument for the defense. The prisoner at the bar has been unjustly sentenced. The law of our Supreme Court decrees that whosoever sinneth shall die, but good deeds are immortal, bringing joy instead of grief, pleasure instead of pain, and life instead of death. If liver complaint was committed by trampling on laws of health, this was a good deed, for the agent of those laws is an outlaw, a destroyer of mortal man's liberty and rights. Laws of health should be sentenced to death. Watching beside the couch of pain in the exercise of love is that is the fulfilling of the law. Doing unto others as ye would that they should do unto you, this is no infringement of law, for no demand, human or divine, renders it just to punish a man for acting justly. If mortals sin, our supreme judge in equity decides that penalty is due for the sin, and mortal man can suffer only for his sin. For not else can he be punished according to the law of spirit, God. Then what jurisdiction has his honor, Judge Medicine, in this case? To him I might say in Bible language, sittest thou to judge? The only jurisdiction to which the prisoner can submit is that of truth, life, and love. If they condemn him not, neither shall Judge Medicine condemn him. And I ask that the prisoner be restored to the liberty for which he has been unjustly deprived. Your Supreme Court must find the prisoner on the night of the alleged offense to have been acting within the limits of the divine law and in obedience thereto. Upon this statue hangs all the law and testimony. Giving a cup of cold water in Christ's name is a Christian service. Laying down his life for a good deed, mortal man should find it again. Such acts bear their own justification and are under the protection of the Most High. The false and unjust beliefs of your human mental legislators compel them to enact wicked laws of sickness and so forth, and then render obedience to these laws punishable as crime. In the presence of the supreme lawgiver, standing at the bar of truth and in accordance with the divine statutes, I repudiate the false testimony of personal sense. I ask that he be forbidden to enter against mortal man any more suits to be tried at the court of material error. I appeal to the just and equitable decisions of divine spirit to restore to mortal man the rights of which he has been deprived. Here the counsel for the defense closed, and Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, with benign and imposing presence, comprehending and defining all law and evidence, explained from his statute book, the Bible, that any so-called law which undertakes to punish aught but sin is null and void. The plea of false belief we deemed unworthy of hearing. According to our statute, material law is a liar who cannot bear witness against mortal man. Neither can fear arrest mortal man, nor can disease cast him into prison. Our law refuses to recognize man as sick or dying, but holds him to be forever in the image and likeness of his Maker, reversing the testimony of personal sense. The Supreme Bench decides in favor of intelligence that no law outside of divine mind can punish or reward mortal man. We have no trials for sickness before the tribunal of a divine spirit. There, man is adjudged innocent of transgressing physical laws, because there are no such laws. Our statute is spiritual. Our government is divine. This truth is Christian Science. This concludes the readings and the recording portion of our meeting.